Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this Ash Wednesday, would you speak your word to us? Would we truly hear your word? Would you change us from the inside for the honor and glory of your Son, Jesus? Amen. Would you please be seated? So a friend of mine sent me this week, so I felt obligated to share it with you. It was titled, 10 Reasons Ash Wednesday is Better Than Christmas. I'm going to share five of them with you. There is no pressure to send Merry Ash Wednesday cards. There are no Ash Wednesday sitcom specials. Think Charlie Brown's Ash Wednesday. There are no tacky Ash Wednesday sweaters. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return is not a great marketing strategy. Last one I'll share was, no one ever says Ash Wednesday is really all about the children. Nothing quite like beginning an Ash Wednesday sermon with a joke. But I wouldn't really say that Ash Wednesday is better than Christmas. But it's true that this holy day is not one that resonates with our culture. And it certainly hasn't been hijacked by our culture and in our hearts. Nobody talks about the magic of Ash Wednesday. So perhaps it's a bit easier to look at the message of Ash Wednesday without all the cultural haze that surrounds other Christian holidays like Christmas and Easter, which are far too often defined in our hearts more by the Hallmark Channel than by Scripture. But it's also difficult to look at the message of this day because it's not pleasant. It's easier because there isn't so much cultural baggage surrounding it, but it's more difficult because it's a lot less fun to take this one seriously. So on this Ash Wednesday, I'm going to offer you some good news and some bad news. Good news and bad news, but I'm going to give you the bad news first. So the bad news, and I don't mean this in any way to sound flippant or lighthearted, but the bad news is this. This is the message of Ash Wednesday. You are a sinner, and you are going to die. The Bible doesn't give any wiggle room on this. It doesn't give us an out or a way to say, well, maybe him, but not me. You are a sinner, and you are going to die. In Genesis chapter 3, when human beings first sin against God and break our perfect union and fellowship with God, we were put under God's punishment. And Adam is told by God, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And he says essentially in Genesis 3:19, you will toil and sweat until you die. But death was not supposed to be our lot. We are sinners now, born corrupted and sinful through our lives, and we come under that same sentence of condemnation that our ancestor Adam had. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. And this is more than simply, you will die someday, which is true. But our death, our experience of death, is part of the punishment on humanity. You and I are sinners, and we are in ourselves inherently turned away from God. Death is not natural. We die because in the depth of our soul, in ourselves, we are at odds with God. Even when we turn to Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit, we're still not right. Saved, yes, but not now perfect. We bear the marks of sin and the thinking of sin. And we too easily continue to sin. And our hearts are still not fully surrendered to God. Nothing on this side of glory is as it should be. And that includes you and me. You are a sinner. And you will die because of it. And that's why we use ashes in the service. To put a physical mark on us. To help us remember that we are sinners. And as the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. This is an in-your-face or on-your-face reality that you and I are sinners and we will die. This is truly bad news. And we need to have times when we're willing to just sit with that. Only then can we understand how good the good news is. So we have to sit with the message of Ash Wednesday. So happy Ash Wednesday. But you and I are sinners, and we will die and face the Lord. And in our sin, that's bad news. But there is good news. Even today, there is good news hidden in here. Even under the ashes, there is good news that they can't even hide. And the good news is this: in Christ, you do not die alone. The message of Ash Wednesday, if we really hear it, if we really sit with it, it's not really a message of hope. But in Christ, even in death and despair, the glimmer of glory is still present. It's still here. In Christ, hope is never lost. So we can face death and loss and confession and shame over sin. We can face it because we belong to Jesus. In Christ, you do not die alone. Those who receive him in faith do not perish in death and sin, because we have been marked and claimed as Christ's own forever. And notice that the ashes are put on us. They're put on us with the sign of the cross. And that cross is put right where it's put in baptism. In baptism, you are marked as Christ's own forever. And even when the priests today will look you in the face and tell you that because of your sin, you are dust and to dust you shall return, those ashes sit right where that other cross was put. They're put right where the sign that you belong to Jesus, right where your baptismal cross was placed. And if you were baptized in a tradition that didn't do the sign of the cross in oil, don't let that trouble you. And if you're not baptized and want to receive the ashes, you're welcome to do that as well. But for Christians, the ashes symbolizing sin and death is done in a way so as to remind us that even facing the reality of our mortality because of our sin, even in that, you still belong to Jesus. And his grace covers even our sin. Face your sin. Acknowledge the bad news. That's what we're challenged to do today and throughout the season of Lent. But do it in light of the good news of Jesus. And his grace to you is so strong that even the ashes themselves, even those things to remind us of sin and death, still point to the Savior who died for you and his cross. You still face death, but in Jesus, you do not die alone. And that death is for this life only. I usually say in funeral services that Christians do not buy grave plots, we only rent them. Because in Christ there is resurrection and life eternal. And that cross that will be on your face, made even of ashes, declares again that you belong to Jesus. The Bible says that in him, in Christ, you are not your own. You were bought with the price of Jesus' own blood, and by his grace you are saved and marked as his forever. If you trust in Jesus and receive his grace, then you need not be afraid of what the ashes mean, but put your hope in the cross of Jesus. Yes, the ashes declare that you are a sinner, and you must face that fact and repent and change. All of us do. But also hidden in that very act is the good news that the ashes themselves can't even hide, that in Jesus, you are his. He does not abandon his own, and you do not die alone. Even in death, there is good news. In Christ, you do not die alone. And so today, as we begin the extended season of Lent, a season of repentance and self-denial and the hard work of change and resisting temptation, as we begin this season, face the bad news. Look at it. Face it. Don't run away from it. Admit it. We are sinners, and we will die because of it. And even as you admit that to God and to yourself, see the glimmer of hope, the truth that even the ashes can't hide, the message that's so good that even the dust on your head will proclaim it right to your face, that you are still, imperfect though you are claimed and marked as Christ's own forever, and in Christ you do not die alone. You are His, and He will not abandon you. Receive the grace of Jesus. Put your faith and trust in Him alone. Do the hard work of change and resisting temptation. Deny yourself. Follow Jesus. And sit with the message of today. You are a sinner, and you will die. But in Christ, you do not die alone. And so may these crosses declare that to you and to the world today. Amen.